under, I guess we would probably comment that number 10, the muzzleloader antelope season petition was withdrawn. That gets us to deer tagging requirements. Should we do that, or do you want to go another subject?
Mr. Chairman, when do you want to talk about habitat? It's your call.
Let's do it.
Okay. Sorry, Tony. For the listeners, Kelly Hepler, Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks. I just thought it'd be good to have this discussion. It's information before we actually get into some of the actual actions we need to take. For the people that had the opportunity to listen to Governor Noem's inauguration, she mentioned habitat in her inauguration speech, and I was in the room when that happened, and I'm still a young man, but I don't remember that ever happening before. That was pretty impressive. Then the governor followed up with that and challenged all of us with a second century initiative, speaking to having pheasants habitat for our kids and talked about some ways to implement that. And that was the second leading item in our state of the state, which is also very impressive. And so for anybody who doubts, this governor's all in on habitat. And it is an exciting time. As Kevin said, there's a lot of things coming together. And it's one thing, when we talk to these forums, you know, the one thing that everybody agrees on is the importance of habitat. And I think we've heard discussions from the public the same way. We can sit and talk about deer allocation all day long, but it doesn't matter if we don't have the habitat. So we're going to be working, you know, with the commission. There's some ideas that the governor suggested. One is this hunt for habitat. That's going to take action with the commission. And, you know, it's going to be a partnership. We're not going to come to the commission to dictate, obviously, Mr. Chairman. We're going to come and talk to you about how to implement that. I think it's going to take some statutory change, potentially, and I think John's working on that, and we'll work with our governor's office on that. But what I'm hoping, and we had this chance to talk this morning, Mr. Chairman, over breakfast, is that, you know, there's some issues. I mean, Spring Creek, we need to work on Spring Creek. We have deer allocation we need to talk about. Chronic wasting disease, you know, we had the refuges, you know, that we heard that Josh brought up. All these things are very passionate to the people we have, but what I'm hoping is that, you know, we come to a point that we can all focus on habitat together and what can we do. And I think there's some ways we can do that. And so all this passion that we've been hearing, which I certainly appreciate, I was on the radio, and that's the reason I was late, by the way, I was on the radio, and I was talking about what a place it'd be if we brought up deer allocation and no one cared. You know, what if we brought up, you know, even when we're talking about Spearfish Canyon, you know, another park and the passion people had, you know, the process and, you know, wasn't the right time. I mean, I welcome that. And so we need to follow through with that. And that's what we're looking for. And, you know, and Wayne will talk about the deer allocation tomorrow, you know, but I applaud the efforts of the people getting involved. That's what we're here for. But I want to see that same passion brought through and help with some of these initiatives that the governor's brought up, because she's handing us a very unique opportunity. And it's not to say Governor Dugard didn't appreciate habitat. He certainly did. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had, the Pheasant Summit. But, you know, Governor Noem was carrying on that and expanding that opportunity. And I know I'm sure the governor would welcome the opportunity, Mr. Chairman and Vice Chairman, to have an opportunity. Crowdsourcing, she's mentioned many times, is important to her. And it's very hard to be crowdsourcing when you talk to your GFMP commission. So I think it'd be appropriate to sit down sometime and say, how can we then help you move forward on this initiative? I think that'd be a very good thing to do. And there's, you know, the partnerships that Arden's talking about through those forums does a lot of that. These partnerships, I think that both Commissioner Jensen's talked about and Kevin, you talked about in yours, is, you know, we are not going to be able to move forward in the state on habitat unless we have those partnerships with those producers. It just is not going to happen. We unfortunately don't have enough public land in our, you know, 400,000 acres in the Black Hills and some of these other areas that, you know, we can do that with. And so the partnerships that Wayne and others talked about in their testimony is critically important. And we need to work on those. And we have been working on those things. And long term, these relationships like Precision Ag are going to get us in those doors. But all these pieces fit together, and I think the commission can play a very vital role in some of those. And I haven't heard, you know, I know Commissioner Sharp sitting beside me, for the listeners, he's expressed many times interest in habitats, one of his reasons he wants to be on this commission. I've heard it passionately from all the commissioners, and so here's an opportunity to be able to do that. So it's an exciting time, And, you know, I'm not saying it's not workforce. I mean, she certainly challenged us, and no one's bored in our department. She's got her, you know, she's got certainly our attention, but it's a good thing to be involved with. And it's one of those things, I'm hoping, you know, I'm not sure we're going to think 20 years from now whether or not, you know, we put out 1,000 new tags or 3,500 new tags with the allocation plan, but I know we'll remember whether or not what we've done with Habitat. That's absolutely true. So we'll work through these issues because we have to. We're not done with them yet. Dana talked about the archery. That's one we know we have to deal with. There's no question about that, and I'm convinced, Dana, we are going to deal with that, you know. And we'll get through those things, and then it'd be nice if we could take a little deep breath and actually talk about something we all could agree on. You know, it's been enough challenges, and, you know, we made some enemies out of friends, and we probably made some friends out of enemies, so that is our intent. So we do want to join together. So this is my soapbox, and I'll get off it, but there'll be opportunities, commissioners, that we can actually actively engage in this. And so, you know, and it's a wonderful time. As Kevin said, an exciting time to be able to do some of these things. So, anyway, thank you for your attention to that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary Hepler. And Habitat certainly is at the top of our priority list here at the commission, has been, will continue to be, and I think I can speak for everybody to say that the commission is certainly ready, willing, and able to do whatever we can to be helpful within the framework within which we work. The landscape really has changed, even in the last 6 years since I've been on the commission. If you look at loss of habitat and that sort of thing, and it makes it challenging, but there really are opportunities for creativity and imagination, and in addition to good old hard work. And so, among other things, I think we'll probably have Habitat on our agenda every month. We'll keep the focus on it. Certainly work with the governor. I mean, she described herself as South Dakota's sportsman in chief when it comes to pheasanting. That's pretty encouraging. So our roles are obviously different, but they complement one another, and we'll work where we can as a good Habitat team. And there'll be other subjects, too, I think, that we can come together on, like kids and youth, and what are we going to do to encourage kids to get out and enjoy the outdoors. So it is very exciting, and I'm sure we're all looking forward to it. Anybody else want to comment? Commissioner Jensen.
Yeah, I totally agree with your statement there. You know, and I think it's important if someone has an idea, bring it forward, because you never know what'll work. And so, you know, I would just encourage anybody that has an idea on Habitat to improve it or get it back or whatever. You know, if you have anybody out there in the public that has ideas, they need to bring them forward as well. And we'll all take a look at them and see if there's possibilities or that we can work them into the governor's plan. So it is an exciting time for wildlife.
Anyone else? So we need big ideas, little ideas, and medium ideas, right? We can use all sorts of ideas. So if you have some, let us know what they are. Anybody else? Okay,